Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. This will be a very, very brief devotion. The power of this season, Holy Week, the holiest season of the entire church year, is upon us. We went from welcoming him to Jerusalem, that's why he's wearing red, proclaiming him as king, that is the color of a king. Can we imagine ourselves being there, cheering him on, Hosanna in the highest? Can we come there again in 5 days? Hear those words? Crucify him, give us a murderer, a thief? What happened to them? What happens to us sometimes? I have to ask myself that question. So we think about the events of this week, the mysteries of our redemption, his saving activity. Tomorrow this week, when it starts to come on me, I sort of fear it in a way, because then I have to look. I was trying to look at myself during Lent, but during his passion, I have to look a little bit harder and see where I have missed the mark, as we, I guess, all must do. I have a reading from an address of St. Andrew of Crete. And his text again is, "Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Come, come, let us go up together to the Mount of Olives. Together let us meet Christ, who is returning today from Bethany, and going of his own accord to that holy and blessed passion, to complete the mystery of our salvation. As he comes willingly, taking the road to Jerusalem, he who came down from the heights for us, to raise us who lie in the depths to exaltation with him, as the revealing word says, above all authority and rule and power, and above every name that is named. He comes without display, without boast. He will not contend, he says, or shout out, and no one will hear his voice. He is gentle and lowly, and his entrance is humble. Come then, let us run with him as he presses on to his passion. Let us imitate those who have gone out to meet him, not scattering olive branches or garments or palms in his path, but spreading ourselves before him as best as we can, with humility of soul and upright purpose. So may we welcome the word as he comes. So may God, who cannot be contained within any bounds, be contained within us. For he is pleased to have shown us his gentleness. He who is gentle, and he who rides upon the setting sun, which refers to our extreme lowliness. He is pleased to come and to live with us, and to raise us up or bring us back to him through his kinship with us. As the first fruits of the whole batch of man, he is said to ride upon the heaven of heavens to the rising of the sun, which I interpret as his own glory and divinity. But because of his love for man, he will not cease until he has raised man's nature from the ground, from one degree of glory to another, and has manifested it with himself on high. So it is ourselves that we must spread under Christ's feet, not coats or lifeless branches or shoots of trees, matter which wastes away and delights the eye only for a few brief hours. But we have clothed ourselves with Christ's grace, or with the whole Christ, where as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So let us spread ourselves like coats under his feet, as those who were formerly scarlet from sin, but became white as wool through the purification of saving baptism. Let us offer not palm branches, but the prize of victory to the conqueror of death. Today let us too give voice with the children to that sacred chant as we wave the spiritual branches of our soul. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And I conclude with these words from an anthem which I heard. Just a few words. And I'll say them slowly, maybe we will dwell in silence for a moment. And then think of these words again as we go through Holy Week. and especially on Good Friday. Jesus was betrayed. Jesus gave his life. Jesus forsaken. God estranged from God. Jesus forsaken. God estranged from God. Jesus forsaken. God estranged from God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.